This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana zidna ilman ya kareem. Welcome back, everyone, to the prophetic day. Today we're talking about prophetic mornings. So we had finished our sessions, the first three sessions. We talked about that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would finish his salah, how he would get up from his house, pray two rak'ah sunnah, come into the masjid, lead the sahabas in fajr salah. And then after he would lead the sahabas in fajr salah, what would happen next was something really amazing. They would finish their adhkar as the sahaba are sitting around. You would have the young boys and young, you know, servants of Medina bringing the bowls. And we talked about it in our last episode, this thing. They would come and they would bring water and they would want to seek barakah from the existence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his hand Mubarak. And then after that, something really interesting takes place. The young boys have left, the servants are gone. And now the sahabas, they would start gathering around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in which manner would they gather? How would they gather? What was the nature of their gathering? What would be a way, if you were to say, how would they gather around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they were able to everyone was able to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his form while he's sitting there, he's able to enjoy his presence, he is able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over there, but also at the same time ensuring that other sahabas also have the ability to look at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nobody is like trying to take over anybody else's space. Hey, it's my time, or like the culture that we have today, one might say we have a particular culture, fortunate or unfortunate.
There's something happening with my mic. I have no idea what is happening, but some things are happening. Okay. So that's a very important thing. Oh, again, something's happening with my mic. All right. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum, Sajid bhai. I hope you're doing well. So the idea is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would be sitting, and as he's sitting there with his sahaba, with his companions, and everybody is enjoying the time together with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would get up sometimes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sit, and he would look at the sahabas in their faces, and he would tell them, he would say, is there anybody that has seen a dream today? And then the sahabas would obviously tell their dreams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would be so excited. Oh, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has asked about the dream. Is there somebody who's sick today? Can we go and visit a sick? And then obviously Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be told like such and such is sick, or this person is sick. At times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sahabas, they would gather and they would be few in numbers. So if they would be few in numbers, if the sahabas would be few in numbers in the gathering, what would happen is they would form a circle around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you can imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being in the center, and people then sit around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at times the gathering would become too big. So there are way too many sahabas, right? Sahabas are growing in number and they're accepting Islam, and it is becoming a challenge to accommodate everyone in the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that moment, he would ask the sahabas, and they would all sit in a semicircle. So half semicircle. So think of me with a second. So if you were to put all the sahabas in a circle, and then you would split them, and you would separate the two halves from the middle. So the center lane would be open for the people to come. The center lane would be open for people to walk and meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the sahaba ikram, they are sitting on the sides of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're enjoying the company, the blessed company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are you guys able to hear me? I'm just, my system is going crazy right now. I don't know what's going on with the audio system. It's going up and down and up and down. Can somebody verify if they're able to hear me?
Because it's just going like crazy on my screen, the audio feed. But maybe it's just me. Okay, great. Then Nabi sallallahu, jazakallah, assalamu alaikum, sana aunty, how are you? So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be finishing the gathering. He'd be sitting in the gathering. And then he would ask them something. He would be like, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm doing great, Muhammad. Rasulullah would then ask them something really interesting. He said, shall I tell you a story? So there would be times where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would tell them stories. One of the times that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, and he said that there was once upon a time, there was a cow, and the owner of this cow had put a lot of load on that cow. So much that the cow was burdened. So the cow turned around to the master. The cow turns around to the master and tells him, "Inni lam ukhliq li hadha. I have not been created to put weight on me. Indeed, I have been created so you plow the land with me, not put weight on me." So the Sahaba Ikram, they would be sitting there and they were like, "Subhanallah, a baqaratun tatakallam, like a cow that speaks. How is that possible? How can a cow speak?" And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would respond back and he would say, "Inni uminu bithalik. I believe that that cow spoke, wa Umar, wa Ali, wa Abu Bakr, wa Umar. That and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anh both believe in that." There would be times where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tell them about, you know, Allah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remind them about a maw'idah, a reminder. So he would remind them. For example, once upon a time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting. And then as he was sitting, a sahabi, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu anh. So the Rasulullah was facing the sahaba. The first thing that would, you know, illuminate their faces in the morning was the nur that would be emanating from the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would sometimes start with a maw'idah, with a reminder, with an eloquent reminder. For example, the Irbad ibn Sariya's hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Wa'adana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawman ba'da salatil fajr." That after the fajr salah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us a reminder, a very, very important reminder. Maw'idatan baligha. The reminder was so powerful that it reached the destination, i.e. baligh, it reached. Where did it reach? It reached the depths of the hearts of the Sahaba. So obviously, dharafat minha al-uyun. The eyes, they started crying from the reminder that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them. Wajilat minha al-qulub. The hearts were trembled by the reminder that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Faqala rajulun. One of the persons, he got up and he said, "Inna hadha maw'idhatu muwaddi'in." That this reminder is a reminder of a person who's about to leave us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and then he asked Rasulullah, "So what do you want? Take a promise from us, O Rasulullah. Like, you've given us such a good reminder. We are in such high state of iman right now. How about you just come and take a promise from us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, "Usikum bittaqwallah. I remind you and give you a reminder, and my advice is that have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassam'i wa-ta'a. Make sure that you listen and you obey your leaders. Wa in ta'ammara alaykum 'abdun habashi. That even if a black slave becomes your king, you shall follow him. Fa'innahu man ya'ishu minkum. Then there will be people who are going to live after. فَسَيَرَىٰ اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. You're going to find discord. You're going to find ikhtilaf. You're going to find difference of opinions. And there's going to be a lot of that. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Be careful and stay away from things that are new in our faith. وَإِن فَإِنَّهَا ضَلَالَةٌ. Anything that is going to be new in our faith that was not at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهَا ضَلَالَةٌ, it is going to lead you astray. فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ, whosoever finds a time when there is so much discord, there is so much differences, and all of that exists, فَعَلَيْهِ بِسُنَّتِي, let him cling on to my sunnah, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَسُنَّةِ خُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ, and the path and the way of the four rightly guided khalifas, عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ, bite onto it, firmly bite onto it with your molars, i.e. the strongest part where you have the strongest bite, bite onto that with your molars. At times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be sitting there, and you know, this is the time when he would give them these gentle reminders, and this is one of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. There would be times where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have story times. We already mentioned the story right now of the cow. There's another story that happened where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, and the author, you know, so Rasulullah says, "Bayna ra'in fi ghanamihi." There was a shepherd, and he was taking care of his. There was a shepherd, and he was taking care of his ghanam. He was taking care of his sheep. "Bayna ra'in fi ghanamihi." That there was a shepherd, and he was taking care of his sheep. "Adda alayhi al-dhi'bu." What happens? A wolf comes and attacks the pack of sheep. "Fa'akhadha minha shatan." One of the sheep is taken away by that wolf. "Fa'talabaha ra'i hatta istanqadhaha minh." That the shepherd runs after the wolf and he saves that sheep. And then, "Iltafatat ilayhi al-dhi'b." The sheep turns around, the wolf turns around to the shepherd and says, "Man laha yawmu sab'a," who is going to take care of the sheep on the seventh day? Who is going to take care of the sheep on the seventh day? "Yawma laysa laha ra'in ghayri," on the seventh day, the day that you're going to be off your weekend, I am going to be taking care of these sheep. How are you going to protect your sheep on the day that you're not going to be working? "Faqala an-nas," the people said, "Subhanallah, ya Allah, subhanallah, a-dhi'b tatakallam," that a wolf and it speaks, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds back and he says, "Na'am, ذِئْبٌ يَتَكَلَّمْ," a wolf that speaks. "Inni أُؤْمِنُ بِهِ," I believe that wolf speaks. "Ana," me, "وَأَبُو بَكَرْ," and Abu Bakr, all of them believe in this. This is really, really powerful reminder for all of us, if you think about it. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's telling them these stories in the morning. And you know, imagine, like, we all love stories, like as Hala mentions, right? She loves stories, right? Who doesn't love stories? Who doesn't love a nice, good morning story? Every single one of us would love to have a good morning story. And this is the interesting part, right? We all need to understand that fictions, whether it is fictional stories, whether it is fictitious characters, those characters, if they have powerful meanings and if they have powerful, they've been created to convey a very powerful message, then I think that those characters have a really, really powerful impact on our lives. You look at the cartoon in Pakistan that was created, it's a really good cartoon. It's called Burqa Avenger, for example, right? The message of that whole cartoon is phenomenal, right? That you should learn ilm, power, knowledge is power. She is able to fight all of this vice. She's able to do all of these crazy things because she has a physical strength, but more importantly, she's, she has knowledge. She knows math, she knows science, she knows all of these things. And I think that is very important for all of us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when none of the sahabas would mention, So Rasulullah would tell them stories. Then Rasulullah would tell them about gentle reminders. What would happen next is at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be sitting and he would ask them that man ra'a minkum ru'yatan falyaqussuha. Did any one of you, have you seen a dream? Has anyone saw a dream? And if you have seen the dream, then you know, let that person mention that dream to me. I shall do the interpretation of this dream for you. I will interpret the dream for you. And then what would be some of those dreams? How would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, interpret those dreams? That and much more, inshallah, we will cover in our subsequent sessions, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. It is a 15-minute mark, as I said now. I'm sorry I wasn't able to do the lives previously. There was some internet issues in our house. Everybody was working from home and stuff. And I think Cogeco, our internet provider, was trying to figure out things. Internet would just be very choppy or go out. So in any case, barakallahu feek for everyone for joining. I will be here tomorrow around the same time, inshallah. We will see you all. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.